Heading into a sports weekend with a beautiful Friday evening ahead of us. It's the Sports Rush, your daily local sports fix, 4 to 6. I am Brett Rump. Caleb Hatch sitting in the producer's chair. Big, big day for breaking news in the sports world. In fact, if you're a Colts fan, it's not good news. Carson Wentz injured at camp yesterday. He did not practice this morning. It didn't seem to be overly concerning based on the reports we were hearing this morning. It was some type of a foot issue that he was dealing with. But now this afternoon, we find out from Mike Silver, who has tweeted that Carson Wentz apparently has a bone and ligament injury and that the Colts were hoping for much better news. This may involve surgery. Caleb, you have seen some follow-ups to this that right now it's going to be a question. What does Carson Wentz do? If he has options, he may want to play through it, try to heal it up to a point he can play and try to stay on the field. But the other option is you have the surgery. You may be out a few weeks. I know Ian Rappaport is on top of this story as well.
Yeah, if he has the surgery, he'll probably miss a couple of weeks in the regular season. So that's the concern there.
But he will be healthy. But then the Colts have a tough start to their schedule. And, do you trust Jacob Eason at this point? He's the guy. I mean, there is no other name on the Colts roster. It's Jacob Eason that would be a starter for week one if you took a snapshot of the roster today. Do you trust him to take over this Colts team who has aspirations to not only be a playoff contender, but I think they believe they are a team that can compete maybe for an AFC championship, get to that championship game. They were so close last year with just that close loss to Buffalo. And maybe they don't get to the Super Bowl because, of course, the Chiefs are special with Patrick Mahomes, but they were close. And it's a lot of the same roster. The difference is you don't have Phillip Rivers. You now have Carson Wentz. And so much was being counted on with Carson Wentz that what do you do if you don't have him out there? What are the options the Colts are going to have? Now, is anybody talking about potential options for the Colts at all at this point? What the Colts would do? Would they try now to get a quality backup? I mean, I think they were gambling on Wentz. But already, before you get 2 days into camp, he ends up hurt. And what does that tell you? You better get a qualified backup because you cannot count on Carson Wentz being healthy. That's been the knock for him throughout his NFL career. Does this force the Colts' hand? And do they have to go out and find somebody that can be a better backup? And Nick Foles seems to make some sense because he's got some time that he has spent with Frank Reich and had a lot of success working with Frank Reich, much like Carson Wentz. Would the Colts have to make a deal to try to get him? I don't know what their options are.
I mean, to me, one, let's wait a little bit to see how this plays out. But, I mean, they're going to have to sign a free agent quarterback or trade for a free agent quarterback. I mean, If Wentz is going to miss the start of the regular season, you need an insurance policy, and what they have on the roster now is simply not good enough.
You're basically saying Eason is not going to be the guy.
No.
Today at practice, according to Kevin Bowen, Eason was 12 of 17, threw a pick that would have been a pick six, and apparently it was a bad pick. It wasn't one of those that deflects off the receiver. It was one of those where he threw it right into the numbers of a guy out in the flat who picked it and took it the other way. A lot of underneath throws, too. So the percentages for both Eason and Ellinger were pretty good today, but they threw a lot of 5 to 8 yard routes underneath, did not take a lot of shots downfield. Ellinger ended up 8 for 10, Eason 12 for 17. 468-6262, the Parkview Sports Medicine text line. What do you think the Colts do? Do you trust that Carson Wentz can come back, be healthy, and make it through a season? Either way, whether he tries to grind through the injury or whether he has surgery. I think if it's 2 weeks and you know it's 2 weeks and you've got a healthy Carson Wentz then for week three with a 17-game schedule, I think you've got to have the surgery. I mean, you can't have this pop up and all of a sudden be an issue in week 15 if the Colts are going to be a playoff team. So to me, you have the surgery. Real quick, too, on our Parkview Sports Medicine text line, we talked about Terry Francona stepping aside from Cleveland, and this is totally off subject, but I just wanted to get it in there before we forget. Terry Francona is having toe and hip surgery. And so he is going to step aside for the rest of the season and plan on coming back next year. 46862, the Parkview Sports Medicine text line. Trying to read as we talk, multitasking on this Friday afternoon. All right, so last night, Pacers, Chris Duarte is the 13th pick. They had options, Moses Moody, guy that's got a tremendous wingspan, very talented but very young, very raw. Corey Kispert, guy who's had a lot of success at Gonzaga and considered to be perhaps the best pure shooter in the draft, although I think they got a good shooter in Chris Duarte. I don't know. I think Duarte brings a more complete package perhaps than Kispert. And that's why Duarte ended up being the guy instead of Kispert, who went three picks later, was it? I'm trying to remember exactly what the order was, but the Colts had options. The Pacers then ended up with a flurry of trades. They traded two late second round picks to get up in the top of the second round. Then they had pick number 31, which they dealt off to Washington, along with Aaron Holiday, to move up to number 22. And they ended up picking Isaiah Jackson. Nobody watched Kentucky a whole lot last year, so I don't know that much about Jackson other than I watched the highlight tapes. I read the profile on him. Essentially, he is a help side defender. He's a guy that will come over and help to protect things at the rim if you get beat on the drive. Think Miles Turner, because that's always been my complaint about Miles Turner, is he's too willing to get off his man to always try to come over and get the shot block. And I think that's why Miles Turner's never been a great rebounder, because he's always out of position trying to help other players, and it leaves his man open, not boxed out, with a chance to get a rebound and a follow basket. And maybe that's not Miles Turner's fault, because maybe that's his job, that's his role, but it's a very similar type of player that you get in Isaiah Jackson. Another Kentucky player, even in a down year, that goes in the first round. And the Kentucky Wildcats have had a first-round pick every year. John Calipari has been the head coach. 46862, questions, comments, or suggestions. All right, it's time also for you to call and finish this. We've got three popular songs that we are going to allow you to finish the lyrics once we cut the song off. And if you can finish those lyrics, not only for song number one, song number two, song number three, you're going to get two tickets to go to Ruoff Music Center down in Noblesville and see the Black Crowes coming to concert this Sunday. Fortunately, the tickets are digital. We can get them to you here over the weekend. But if you'd like to win, go ahead and call us at 447-8500, 447-8500. We'll give you a chance to play today and be a winner with the Sports Rush, 447-8500. Plenty more on the show, including MLB trade deadline news. The big news that came down at the last hour, I mean the last minute before the 4 o'clock deadline, Chris Bryant was traded. He has been traded to the San Francisco Giants. Cubs fans were holding their breath all day because the Cubs were trading Craig Kimbrell to the White Sox. They traded Javier Baez to the Mets. They traded Rizzo last night to the Yankees, and then you get Bryant, who was, I guess, the guy that everybody thought was for sure going to be traded that wasn't being traded. And everybody thought, well, maybe Bryant is going to be kept. No such deal. At about 3:59, we found out that the Cubs agreed to a deal with the San Francisco Giants, and Chris Bryant is heading out to the National League West, which just keeps getting better and better with that San Francisco Dodgers. Dodgers picked up Max Scherzer and Trey Turner from the Nationals. And then, of course, the Padres, they were making moves. It involved one of the Tin Caps. Tin Caps ended up being shipped out so the Padres could get help. And the Tin Cap that's leaving, Anderson Espinosa. I believe he was the top pitching prospect on the Padres, or on the Tin Caps roster, and one of the top prospects in the Padres system. And so Espinosa is on his way out of the Padres organization, so we won't see him back in Fort Wayne. But the Padres ended up picking up Daniel Hudson. They picked up Adam Frazier earlier in the week. And who did they get with the Espinoza deal? Caleb, do you remember who they got?
You're talking the Padres?
The Padres on the Espinoza deal? For the Cubs,
Jake Marisnik,
believe. Marisnik, that's right. All right, so he also going to San Diego. 447-8500, give us a call. You could be a winner. Two tickets to the Black Crowes coming up at the Ruoff Music Center in Noblesville. We'll play a game of Finish This. Here's the deal. You get the three right, and I don't think they're all that difficult. You get the three right, we give you the tickets to the show, and we'll give you a bonus Finish This, where you can actually win a large pizza to Pizza Hut. So you could be a double winner on the show today. Give us a call, 447-8500. First caller gets a chance to play right now at 447-8500. Other news with the trade deadline. We mentioned the Javier Baez deal. Baez goes to the Mets, and this was interesting. The Mets were in discussions trying to get a deal worked out for Chris Bryant. And apparently the Mets weren't willing to part with what the Cubs were requesting. And so somehow, I guess, the conversation turned and they ended up getting a deal for Javi Baez. And that deal got confirmed earlier this afternoon. The big deal, of course, is the Scherzer-Trey Turner deal to the Dodgers, which I just don't know how the Dodgers continue to have money, and more money to just keep loading up on that roster. But it looks like Yankees, Dodgers, they are not shy about bringing in stars. The Yankees brought in Joey Gallo. They bring in Anthony Rizzo. They get two left-handed power hitters into their lineup. And speaking of left-handed power hitters, Kyle Schwarber, former Cub, he's off to the Red Sox. So a lot of last-minute news with trade deadline. We thought it was kind of quiet, and then all of a sudden things kind of erupted here this afternoon. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to be talking to Dan Klein. Dan Klein, the former coach of Indiana Tech. We've got two coaches clinics that are coming up. Pretty impressive list of area coaches, even some national people coming in for these two coaches clinics. What's nice about them is they are going to give you an opportunity to go, even if you're you don't have to be a high school coach. You could be a middle school coach. You could be a coach of youth basketball. You could just be somebody who's passionate about basketball that wants to learn more about basketball. And we're going to talk to Dan Klein about that coming up in minutes. Also, don't forget to get your tickets. If you haven't done so already, time's running out. It's a limited supply of tickets for the Tin Caps Treetops Party with the Sports Rush. We are going to be at the Tin Caps game on Thursday, August 12th. We'll be hosting a party up on the rooftop seating section out at Parkview Field, and we're inviting you to get individual tickets to our group seating area. That's right. Normally, you can't go online and get individual tickets for upstairs out in right field by the scoreboard. You have to be part of a group. Well, here we are. We're the group, and we're inviting you to get individual tickets to join us. And for $49.50, you get a heck of a ticket. You get to party with us all night. You get a Tin Caps baseball game, but you also get all-you-can-eat food buffet, beer, wine, and a commemorative T-shirt. And once again, it's all-inclusive, and that is food, beer, wine, and a commemorative T-shirt. So get your tickets now. Be part of our rooftop Tin Caps Treetops Party presented by Glenbrook Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. You can go online at 1380thefan.com to look for your link to tickets. Also, you can find the link by going to our social media pages at facebook.com/1380thefan or on Twitter at 1380thefan. We're going to take a quick break. We've got Dan Klein, who's going to join us, the former Indiana Tech coach, talking about the coaching clinics that are coming up this fall. He's next on the Sports Rush on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. Tin Caps baseball coming your way tonight right here on the radio leading into the weekend. Be sure to join Jack McMullen and Mike Maz as the Tin Caps will take on Lansing. It is game four of the six-game series tonight. Tin Caps have won two of the previous three. Game time 7:05, pregame 6:45, presented by Hoopy Insurance Services, right here on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. Always a joy when we've got sports things that happen in our community that our station has the opportunity to talk about. And today we've got that situation, because we've got a couple coaches clinics that are going to be happening this fall. We want everybody to know, if you're a basketball fan, if you're a basketball coach at any level, these are two important dates to remember and to mark down on your calendar and to plan for. And to talk about it right now, we are joined by the former Indiana Tech men's coach. And according to my my sheet that was so kindly prepared by Blake Sebring, he says it is the Indiana Tech coaching legend Dan Klein joining us on the Masters Heating and Cooling Hotline. And so high honors being bestowed upon the former coach. Coach, we always enjoy having a chance to talk to you here on the show. Welcome to the Sports Rush.
Good afternoon, Brad. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Of course, let's talk about what's going to happen here. You're involved working on putting this clinic together. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it's really sponsored by Gym Rats and Todd Hensley, who's the owner and CEO of Gym Rats. We did this 2 years ago just for Gym Rats coaches. It was pretty successful. Last year, we didn't have it because of the pandemic. And then this year, we decided just to open it up. And I started getting speakers probably back in March, April. And as you can tell, we got a pretty good lineup.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's important because, you know, this is expanded to where good coaching and good fundamentals can be taught to people at all levels, whether they're coaches, head coaches, assistant coaches. And like you mentioned to me the other day, even if you're just passionate about basketball and want to learn more about today's game, these are the people that can teach it to you.
Well, we feel that way. It's like you say, it's for middle school, AAU, high school, just an interested fan. It may be some fan, parent, wanting to come to hear one of the college coaches speak because they may be thinking about a small college, Manchester, St. Francis, Indiana. You never know.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the lineup because it's a lot of well-respected coaches, not only from our area, but then also complemented by some special speakers that you're bringing in. But the two dates are going to be September 11th, and we all know that date in our minds, and then also on Saturday, October 16th. Both are Saturdays, but it's a great lineup of some of the who's who of coaching circles around Northeast Indiana.
Well, we feel like that, and I wanted to make sure that Todd wanted to give back to Fort Wayne. That was a big thing. And, you know, so the lineup, I wanted to get, and we did get, Katie Jackson, who just become coach at high school. And, of course, we got Chad LaCrosse and Juanita Goodman, Gary Andrews, Jesse Biggs at at Indiana Tech. And we brought in Nate Connolly, who's the new coach, the second-year coach at Manchester. So they all have something a little bit different to speak at. What I've done, Brett, is I have gotten with them, gotten their topics, and also we outlined what they were going to talk about. I put together a booklet for all coaches, and I don't want to embarrass or downgrade anybody that's a fan or an AAU coach or a middle school coach, because it's fundamentals, it's mental. We talk about the topics they're going to talk about in the booklet. They can follow along. We also, I put together, and I think it's very important, in the booklet, not only practice plans, how to manage a practice, we also put in media policies because college coaches and coaches are looking at what you put on Facebook and Instagram and all that, misconduct, hazing. So we kind of put a booklet together, not only with X and O's, I think it goes a little bit beyond that with the X's and O's.
Well, the lineup includes, on September 11th, you'll have Gary Andrews, the Northside Boys coach, who's also had a very successful career as a women's basketball coach. He'll talk about switching defenses full court. You've got Jesse Biggs from Indiana Tech, not only the women's coach, but the athletic director. And, of course, what a job she's done with that Indiana Tech program. Reeds versus robots. I don't know what that is. Can you explain it to me?
Yeah, it's a catchy phrase, and that will intrigue people to see what she's going to talk about. I mean, it's offensive, it's freedom and spacing, four out, one in, five out, you know, that type of thing. So it's really offensive, but it's reeds against defensive pressure, defensive schemes. Plus, she doesn't want you to be a robot. She takes care of athletic ability, but it's really offensive freedom and spacing. That's what it's about.
Yeah, it's interesting because the philosophy of drawing out every play, coaches don't necessarily go to those steps where it's every motion of every play is all drawn out. Sometimes it's read and react based on what the defense does, and sounds like that's what she's going to be talking about. Somebody else that you've got, Southside girls coach Juanita Goodwell, one of the best, most respected in our area, especially when it comes to that full court press. And she's going to talk about her diamond press. Well, I'll tell you this, if I'm a girls high school basketball coach that's got Southside on my schedule, I want to come and find everything out about this diamond press, because I have talked to coaches and they say it is the most difficult thing to be able to prepare your team to beat.
Well, you're right. I've seen them play, and I think she's very well versed in the full court pressure. I mean, they're aggressive. She demands you to play hard. If you don't play hard, you can make a mistake, but if you don't play hard, you're not going to play. And she talks about the different reason, what they do, and when the ball's inbounded, when the ball's up the sideline. She talks about all of that, and I'm telling you, if you watch them play, they get it done.
Other speakers that are going to be on the agenda for that September 11th date, you've got Katie Jackson, as you mentioned, the new Northrop girls basketball coach. Everybody so respectful of her, and I think high expectations of what she's going to do with that Northrop program. She'll talk about training the mental athlete, and then Bishop Lewis boys coach Fonzo White, who I still can't believe he commutes back and forth from Indianapolis. Building a positive program. It should be driving while half asleep, but we'll let Fonzo talk more about basketball. October 16th, one of the names that'll be on the agenda includes Alford, Corey Alford, the coach at Huntington University. Basketball analytics, man, I'll tell you what, Coach, from the day that you were running the program at Indiana Tech to today, analytics has just taken over sports in general.
Yeah, he'll talk about technical versus communication. He's going to talk about points per possession. He's going to analyze shot value. It's pretty detailed, but it gives you an idea of what basketball is all about. I mean, basketball analytics, that's what he talks about. And you can imagine being the son of Steve, our brother, I guess it's a son. It's just a matter of you got to know what you're doing. I mean, he's going to demand that. And you could see that at Huntington this past year.
Absolutely. And, of course, you know, coming from a coaching family, it's almost in his genetics. The other speakers that will be there on October 16th include James Blackman from Marion, Coach Delaney with Indianapolis Cathedral. You also have Jaren Jackson, former NBA player, also the father of a Memphis Grizzlies star, the evolution of the big man, which we all know that it's almost a positionless game at this point. And big men, the true posts that used to play in the game, the 70s and 80s, that's totally changed. So it'll be interesting to get his perspective on that. You've got Walter Jordan. I mean, you want to talk about a legend. Walter Jordan is a basketball legend in this community and such a great speaker.
Well, he's an NBA player. He's a director and CEO of that team Impact down in Atlanta. But he's going to talk about basketball and beyond. I mean, it's the next level. He's going to talk about coaching young players. See the best in him. He's a positive guy. He's passionate for life. He's passionate for basketball. And it's just more than X's and O's.
Well, the clinics come up, as we mentioned, September 11th and October 16th. Now, is this you pick and choose? You go to both? Is it a two-for-one package? How does this work, Dan?
You can go to both. All you do, we prefer you to register. You don't have to. It's not required, but we'd like to get a count. I've had people register all, I mean, say that they're coming, and that's all we need is a count. But It's free, number one, and you can come to one, you can come to both. We'd like to have you come to both. I mean, enjoy. They're good speakers. One that we left out was the new coach at Purdue Fort Wayne University, Maria.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that people will come just to hear her talk and speak about her program.
Oh, there's a lot of passion with her. I'll tell you what, I can't wait to see. In fact, I was just talking to someone this morning about how optimistic I am about the Purdue-Fort Wayne women's basketball program, because she just brings a lot of optimism, and it'll be fun to hear her speak as well. Also, her assistant, Donovan Martin, is also going to be talking. The Purdue-Fort Wayne assistant, Donovan Martin, will be speaking along with Snyder girls coach Kayla Sims. This is a great program, and the fact that it's free for area coaches, for people to check out September 11th and October 16th, and it's going to take place at the Spies Fieldhouse?
Sport One Fieldhouse.
Sport One Fieldhouse. You can get further information how?
Well, the best, just dan.klein@frontier.com. Just email me. And that's KLINE.
Also, there is a phone number. You can call Jim Ratz. So if you have trouble remembering Dan's email, dan.klein@frontier.com. You can always call Jim Ratz at 471-5270, 471-5270, and that will get you the information you want as well.
Right. Yeah, and it's like we say, we welcome everybody that's interested, and it's free. That's the big thing.
That's crazy. I honestly, Dan, I read this and I kept thinking, oh, they're hiding the price. I wonder how it's actually sold. Because generally, these types of things, they have value where people pay to get this kind of information. The fact that it's free, unbelievable. What a service that is being done for our community. And I always love when coaches love to share information with other coaches. And so I think I'm all on board for you with this. I hope every coach in the area can get on top of this and come out and take part.
Well, I hope so. I appreciate it. Again, it's one of those things where it's 9 to 12 on a Saturday morning. It's not going to take anything out of your day. We've got a lot of response from the border cities of Ohio, Indiana line. We've got a response from those guys, too.
Well, we look forward to it. September 11th, October 16th, once again at the Sport One Fieldhouse. And be sure to check out more information. Let them know you're coming. Dan.Klein@frontier.com or call the Gym Rats for more information. Dan, best of luck with the clinics. Glad this is happening. Congratulations on your job and putting together a couple of great days. And we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Brett. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. That is Coach Dan Klein, legendary coach of Indiana Tech. Longtime basketball coach, well-respected name in the basketball coaching circles. He has kind of put this together to bring a lot of top programs or top coaches from our area and sprinkle in a couple of big national speakers. So it would be great if you're involved in basketball in almost any way to plan some time on September 11th and October 16th for the two basketball clinics, absolutely free from 9 to noon. We take a quick time out, plenty more on the other side, including we'll still give you a chance to win some Black Crowes tickets. We've got two tickets we want to give away. We don't want them to be wasted, so we're going to try to give them away when we come back. In fact, I'll tell you what, if you want to play, finish this, if you want to play right now for your chance to win Black Crowes tickets, call us at 447-8500, 447-8500. That's how you can get on for a chance at Black Crowes tickets and the bonus, which is the pizza that we've got available from Pizza Hut. We'll give you a chance to pick up a pizza today, too. Be the caller right now. First caller at 447-8500, 447-8500. This is the Sports Rush on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. Back on the Sports Rush, your daily local sports fix 4 to 6. Brett Rump with Caleb Hatch. The big news out of Colts camp broke today. Mike Silver, former Sports Illustrated NFL writer, he posted that the news on Carson Wentz worse than the Colts originally may have thought. It's not good news. It is an injury that involves both bone and ligament. They believe it is going to require surgery. Apparently, a follow-up from Ian Rappaport says that Carson Wentz is considering trying to play through it. Just give it some rest and rehab and try to play through it. If he does end up going under the knife, he will not be available for the Colts' opening game, presumably against the Seattle Seahawks. So what do the Colts do? This is a big decision now for Chris Ballard. Frank Reich, they've got a 17-game season. They've got a couple of weeks. They may be without their starting quarterback. I think Nick Foles makes a lot of sense here. If I had a choice of somebody just to come fill in a couple of games, I guess I'd be okay with Foles. I'm not a guy that thinks he's the answer as a starting quarterback for a season, but for a couple of weeks, he knows the system. He knows Frank Reich. He knows the terminology. They've had some success together. That would be the first call I would make, would try be to try. And quite honestly, I think he'd be available.
Yeah. I mean, the Bears want to shop him anyway. Right.
Yeah.
So it makes sense. And unfortunately with the Colts, when they have a quarterback who's injured, they tend to downplay it. And then it ends up being a much bigger deal than what we thought. Today it's gone from, oh, it's an injury, and of course everyone thinks worst case, but it's like, foot injury, and then they say out indefinitely. You start to wonder, more reports come in, surgery. 2011, I mean, the Colts basically sold the idea, oh, Peyton Manning will be ready for the season. Never played again for the Colts.
Yeah.
2017, same deal with Luck. They were touting out Luck's return, you know, for season ticket packages. And now you just wonder if the same thing is happening again here.
Do you doubt? Well, I guess it actually wasn't released by the Colts. It was reported by other sources. So it wasn't like the Colts said that Carson Wentz had a foot injury. He'll be back near the beginning of the season. This is actually a report that came from Mike Silver and then followed up by Ian Rappaport. So I guess we have to believe what they're reporting is that if he goes through the surgery, that they're hoping the rehab and the recovery that he'll be back sometime, about the third week of the season? Is that what would be anticipated?
I don't think there's a target date, but he will miss games if he goes through the surgery. I think that part is clear. He'll miss the preseason. He'll miss some regular season games. How many? We don't know the scope of that yet. But the Colts have to do something here. They can't just sit and wait around.
It might be a time, if you're a Colts fan, to go to Colts camp and take a look for yourself at what Jacob Eason looks like on the field, because he might be your starting quarterback. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know what the payroll allows them to do. You know, if you take on a contract for the rest of the year, then what do you do with the Eason-Ellinger combination? Because I don't know that you'd keep both of them. That'd give you five quarterbacks on your roster. It's a tough situation for the Colts. And it's everything that the Colts were warned about when they made Carson Wentz their guy, was that the guy's got a history of injury. Of course, we know about how he played last year, that he struggled behind a weak offensive line. But he has also missed a number of games. In fact, speaking of Nick Foles, the whole reason that the Eagles ended up going to the Super Bowl, winning the Super Bowl, was that Nick Foles took over for Carson Wentz when Carson Wentz was having his MVP-type season, because Carson Wentz got hurt. And so he's had a number of injuries, and this just another. It involves his foot, and he lasted all of 2 days. Was it 2 days or 1 day? I guess he was in practice 2 days, right? So he got through 2 days of practice, already out, and it may be an extended stay on the injured list. But the Colts have to make a decision. Big day for Major League Baseball. Trade deadline day today. And Caleb, it was kind of quiet up until maybe the last 4 hours. And then the news came in fast and furious as deals were being made. A lot of players in this. And the White Sox were active. They get Craig Kimbrel from the Chicago Cubs. And then you had, of course, the National League West teams, they're all fighting each other for bringing in talent. It looked like the Giants were going to somewhat stay put, while the Dodgers and the Padres were the ones that were most aggressive. Dodgers make the deal of the trade deadline, and that is getting Max Scherzer and Trey Turner, both from the Washington Nationals, a deal that became official earlier today. Yesterday, Ken Rosenthal had us believing that maybe the deal was almost done to get Scherzer to the Padres, and then the Dodgers apparently stepped in. Did Rosenthal get played? Did the Padres get played? I don't know what happened, but it seems like something was leaked with the full intention of getting the Dodgers to up their offer or to outbid the Padres. Maybe that's where Scherzer wanted to go, but Dodgers just keep adding on. It's amazing. And apparently the Dodgers were pretty aggressive in trying to get a closer. And Craig Kimbrell even may have been a guy that they were hoping to acquire because I don't think they've got the closer that they can count on. He's had a good year, but against good teams, he struggles. Against San Francisco, he struggles. But then the Giants finally made their move at about 3:59, just before the trade deadline. The news broke that Chris Bryant was traded by the Cubs and is going to the San Francisco Giants. Cubs fans will hardly see him play another game. After Rizzo got traded yesterday, Baez earlier today, Kimbrel dished off to the crosstown Chicago White Sox. You've got Chris Bryant also being traded away. Tough day for Cubs fans. I don't know, tougher day. Colts fans, Cubs fans. Probably Cubs fans, because these guys are gone permanently. At least with Wentz, it's an injury you hope he comes back from. But I think it's a tougher day for Cubs fans.
Yeah, I mean, the core of their championship-winning team was shipped off by the organization as essentially trade bait.
Everybody, all the Cubs fans thought they earned a lifetime pass. They won. You win one World Series for a town that hasn't won in 100 years.
And, well, no. Gosh. No, for an organization. The town, the White Sox have won World Series.
Oh, okay, yes, for an organization. So everybody that's a Cubs fan thought that Rizzo and Bryant had earned lifetime deals, that they could be paid whatever they wanted, that they had done something for the Cubs organization that no one else before them had done. Well, guess what? Reality is it's a business, and you get a stark reminder that it is nothing but a business and that players are pawns in the game for very wealthy owners. And Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo and Javier Baez were all too expensive and had to be dealt off. And that's a decision that's made by ownership. If you go to Cubs games, you support it. If you don't buy tickets, you make your voice heard that way. But, that's the story. That's it. I mean, the bottom line is the Ricketts didn't want to pay the salaries. And so now the Cubs have, I don't know what kind of roster. I have to look and see who they actually put on the field, because
could cash considerations finally get their due?
Cash considerations might be starting at second base.
Who's on first?
Yeah.
What's on second?
I don't know.
Third base.
Thank you. Caleb and I will be performing at your local comedy club sometime in 2026. We'll perfect that act. All right, Caleb. So big weekend, big day. Packed with stuff. We've got these tickets we still want to give away. If you want to win tickets to the Black Crows, it's our last pair. We've got to find somebody that wants these tickets for Sunday night. There are two tickets. What is it? Ruoff Music Center, Sunday night. If you want them, all you have to do is text us, 46862. 46862, text Crows. I don't even care how you spell it. Just text us Crows. We'll give you the tickets because we want to get these tickets into the hands of somebody that wants to go to the show on Sunday night. Completely free tickets. You can win with us. Text Crows to 46862. By the way, we're not going to play the game, but do we have the audio? Do we?
Yeah, we have the audio. I literally just closed out of the file.
No,
can
we go ahead and just like play the audio just for the kick of it? I mean, just so everybody can hear what the songs were today. I don't know why. I just in the mood for a little music on a Friday, a little fun. So just let me know when our computer eventually dials.
It's being very
this
slow.
This is our computer, and so you have to give it some time.
Okay, it's loading up here. Let's see. It's kind of like, you remember the days of dial-up internet?
It is. It's kind of like I feel like we should be hearing do-do-do. That noise where it was connecting. That's what I feel like we should be hearing right now, because that's about the speed of our computer. In fact, that's when our computer basically was put in here. All right,
We got it.
Okay, here was song number one on Finish This. Oh, come on, we had to hear this. it is. There was the stop. What is the next line? Caleb, do you know?
I mean, I'm looking at the sheet.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah,
you've got us feeling all right.
Yeah, and you've got us feeling all right. All right, song number two. Let's give it a listen. Oh, you'd be a clown by now.
I definitely do not know that one
Elton
at all.
Elton John, Billy Joel. I put the two together and finished this because they toured and did concerts together for quite a while. Okay. Try the third one then. I think this is a fun one to finish up the week. Oh, yeah. A dedication to last throughout the year. Diggs, Taylor, Cool, and the gang. We're going to celebrate and party with you.
Wasn't Cool in the Gang here in Fort Wayne a couple years ago? Like 2 years ago,
oh,
maybe?
Yeah, they always kind of cycle through. That would be a fun show just to hang with Cool in the Gang.
A lot of people texting in crows, so I think I'll pick a winner.
So they just did not trust me that they could not, they did not want to play Finish This. They want to win the tickets, but they didn't want to play Finish This.
To be fair, I would not have been able to pull this one off.
Do you have the bonus? Do you have the bonus available, or are we going to have to dial that one up?
I do.
Well, let's do it real quick. Let's just play the bonus. This would have been the bonus song. No, that's not the bonus. That's the regular version.
Okay. Let me pull up the bonus here.
Okay. We'll do it quick. We're almost out of time. Maybe the show will run long. Oh, yeah. This was it. This is it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Oh. What was that one?
Well, the song is obviously YMCA.
The whole world was so jive.
Never would have guessed that.
Oh, well, wow. Maybe it's tougher than I thought today. We'll take a break. We're coming back. Sports Rush Friday edition on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. MLB trade deadline news includes a tid cap. Anderson Espinosa has been part of a trade and is heading to the Cubs. Is that right? I know he's been traded by the Padres organization, so he is no longer going to be playing with the tin caps. It's kind of tough because you know when the Padres, who are now buyers, that they have to use their assets in the minor leagues to be able to make the deals to bring in major leaguers. And so the tin caps, who used to get loaded up at the trade deadline when the Padres were sellers, now they're buyers. And you see names that either you've seen in Fort Wayne or that might be in Fort Wayne. This is the second tin cap this week that's been part of a Padres deal that now has to pack and head to another organization. But anyway, the trade deadline, pretty fascinating. The Cubs, of course, did sell off. That's been the rumor. They end up with guys like Craig Kimbrell, Anthony Rizzo, Javi Baez, and Chris Bryant, all dealt ahead of the trade deadline. So it's a whole different Cubs team that you're going to see take the field. But tonight they play? I don't even know what they play next. But probably not worth watching at this point. Big day on the Sports Rush with the Carson Wentz news that he may require surgery, might be out even into the regular season. More serious than the Colts originally thought. Also talk about the Pacers' 13th pick, Chris Duarte. If you missed any of the show, including Scott Agnes from the Fieldhouse Files or Dan Klein, the former Indiana Tech men's basketball coach, you can always catch up by going to our podcast page wherever you listen to your favorite podcast and search for The Sports Rush with Brett Rump. Have a great sports weekend. We're back on Monday on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM.
Podcasts by Federated Media.